emotional pitfalls. What did Gandhi mean when he said that spiritual training should be educating the heart? Gandhi was talking about raising emotional intelligence and holistic thinking. Worldwide democracy, as we all know, moves rather in the opposite direction. We will always have secret services, conspiracies, and persecutions as long as we uphold the paranoid view that there is a greater force that shapes our individual destinies instead of realizing that we are the only makers of our personal universe. Countless individuals throughout human history have demonstrated that they were able to shape their destinies according to their own intrinsic life paradigm and soul values, refusing to subordinate their vision under shallow mainstream convictions. Worldwide democracy is based upon the exact opposite vision of the human being, namely on the myth that total consumption is what basically makes happy living. This goal, evidently serving economic interests, is largely veiled by a moralistic and fundamentalist cover paradigm and by a bulk of myths. The cover paradigm, which is one of projection and persecution, is generally hidden to mainstream consumers. The veil, however, can be lifted quite easily by those with an inquisitive and critical mind. The information, while it is filtered by mainstream media, is easily available through alternative presses and the internet. But as it does not fit in the rosy foam of glorious consumerism, thus after filtering, what remains in the mainstream media are the myths and the projections. The main targets of the strategy of repression and projection are the Muslims and the pedophiles. Both groups strategically demonized in public with a growing emphasis on their difference are supposed to embody the evil that is believed to erode the happy consumer world with its asexual and emotionally castrated children that consequently need to be strongly protected and meticulously supervised. This is why child protection is actually an overarching myth that serves as an ideological goal and polemics maker, just in the same way as the racial purification theories of an Adolf Hitler or the intellectual purification theories of a Pol Pot. What stands behind this new form of fascism, that for this time in history truly is worldwide, as it is sponsored by the publishing multimedia giants, is a basic denial of complexity, which has been proven by historians and among them especially Jacob Burckhardt, as the quintessential root of fascism. This can easily be made out by an intelligent observer when following up the daily news on the subject of Islam and what it pretendedly is up to, the war in Iraq and how it is justified, the new impending war with Iran and what is advanced in public by the United States government to justify it, and the blunt ignorance and one-sided polemics that stares out of any media coverage on the subject of pedophilia. It is not difficult to see the obvious parallels between the present scapegoat groups and the historic ones. And even today, the old persecutions have not ceased either. Anti-Semitism is on the rise again, and that despite the protection that the state of Israel enjoys by the United States of America and other Western powers. The stress when analyzing fascism should perhaps not be put so much on the objects of the current or past persecutions, but on the general climate that leads to intolerance and persecution. As to this general climate, I am certainly not alone in saying that we are again in an era of political and social intolerance, of irrationality, of blunt media manipulation, and of persecution. And what I am saying here is essentially that the new salvational construct that is put in the formula worldwide democracy is actually at the basis of the new danger to true humanity, as it serves as an easy eye-catcher and an attractive packaging device. it's truly a Pandora box. And contained in it, there is a time bomb that ticks. The myths I am talking about here are observable phenomena and not only theorems, and they have a rather widespread, if not devastating, influence upon the non-reflective and consumption-prone mass mind. And when this is true for adults, how much more children are affected by this ultimate postmodern form of mass hypnosis? Out of a large number of myths, I will select a few and shortly present them in this last part of the theoretical first part of the study.